He is one of the best wrestlers around and extremely beautiful. I read somewhere that he is a favorite with females. I understand why. He is very drop-dead gorgeous. His partner is good-looking, but he doesn't hold a candle to him.
This better be Jim the Anvil Neidhart, or I'm going to be really disappointed.
You are listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a weekly pop culture podcast that examines what's going on in the internet and we filtration systems and whatever or what have you. I am your host, Aaron A. Alvarez, and who are you?
I am the man of the hour, the man with the power, Alex Mitchell.
And joining us again this week, special guest host or referee, maybe.
Well, let me tell you something, brother.
No, we can't do that anymore. He's dead.
Oh, that's very true.
He's redacted.
The Chumpster? Oh, the Hulkster.
So who are you?
I am Benjamin Kim. If you saw the last episode or heard the last episode for Variable Motors, a longtime friend from Aaron. So,
we've known each other since kindergarten.
It's been a long time, bro.
So, check out Variable Motors. You guys are all over social media.
Yeah, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Yeah, so Patreon, we got one.
Support.
Patreon.com/TheObscureGentleman. Donate as much as you want or as little as you want. We have a sticker option now where you can get a cool sticker put on your laptop or your car if you please, or your toolbox. So one of you has already done that, which is pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, and also make sure to subscribe to the podcast if you're listening. Head over to iTunes. We're on there, of course. You might be listening to this through the Obscure Gentleman website, but head over to iTunes, subscribe, and leave us a review if you're so inclined. Say whatever you want. It's up to you. So I guess we'll start the show. Take it away, Antonio.
Back together again, eh? Let's play.
Gang bang!
There was a fire!
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
How can you snap?
This is a big one. Hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy.
Kiss my sweaty balls, you fat.
Oh, look. Rocks.
Game over.
You lose. Good day, sir.
No! No!
Wrestling has been, like, in the news a lot recently. Like a lot, mainly because of a guy who doesn't exist anymore. Apparently, Hulk Hogan.
What did they call him? The Nacho Man, and what was the other guy? It was when Vince McMahon was shitting on Hulk Hogan.
Oh yeah, the Huckster.
The Huckster. Something like that.
Yeah. So ever since, and then also the recent deaths of a few wrestlers.
Yes.
We had Dusty Rhodes pass away, and then we also recently had
the Dream.
Yeah,
we lost
Dream.
Roddy Piper also.
And we lost the Piper. So wrestling has been in the news lately mainly because of Hulk Hogan, really.
Yeah.
And anyways, because of this, and because Alex is a huge wrestling fan, Ben is also a very huge wrestling fan. Me, I was a huge wrestling fan. I think there's the distinction. I watch Lucha Underground only now. Ben has been waiting to do a podcast with us for a while. Finally, he can talk about wrestling because this is his area. Sports in general is really you're like the Korean Bob Costas.
Pretty much, yeah. Except I don't ramble on into bullshit during halftime of Sunday Night Football in America. Yeah,
oh,
Bob Costas.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm talking about you, brother.
We're calling him out.
I guess we'll start this off just to ease us into this. I mean, we're mainly going to be talking about WWE, WWF, WCW.
Sorry, I didn't get enough information on TNA.
Sorry. The Destination America.
God.
Wait, not anymore, right?
No, they're still on there.
Oh, well.
For now.
This is a name game. This was inspired by, on 4chan, people just... They do this thing every now and then where they take movies or shows or characters in general and just make... approximations of names, mm-hmm. so they're similar sounding. So I'm gonna say them, and then they're gonna guess who it is, and then I'm gonna read a comment that I read on a YouTube video for the wrestler's theme. So
okay.
First,
I like this.
Rock Cool Bob Dallas. Who's that? Who's Rock Cool Bob Dallas?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay,
you're correct. Okay, so
Rock Cool Bob Dallas.
Rock Cool Bob Dallas. Feel free to comment on these names. That sounds like a real wrestler's name. Oh shit! It's Rock Cool Bob.
That's embarrassing.
That is. I wouldn't. No, that's something you'd encounter watching TNA.
Yeah.
This song should replace the national anthem. We can beat our wives to it.
Oh my god. Oh,
P.S. Fuck Cena for life.
Okay, I know what he's referencing because
Stone Cold.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he beat his wife.
There is a video I got to send you. It's called Beat Deborah. I don't know if you're aware of that. It's just a song that someone made that's Stone Cold scene, but he's singing about drinking beer and shit.
Well, I mean, I'd say we should take each opportunity to talk about at least these wrestlers. So,
oh, yeah.
Stone Cold, first of all.
Well, one of the greats.
Growing up, he was the shit.
Our Hulk Hogan, but way more cooler, way more hip.
We were Attitude Era. Yeah. Growing up, we were knee deep in Attitude Era.
That's 90s.
Totally. Yeah. Call back to last week's episode.
Exactly.
Although Attitude Era really started in 97, so.
But.
You are kind of. But then again, that's like three years of dedicated.
We were 7 years. Him and you and I were like 7 year olds, like seven, 8 year olds. And we were just like. It was. Stone Cold to us was just. I mean, DX and Stone Cold was where it was at. I mean.
Yeah. Stone Cold, just one of a kind individual. Not just a wrestler, but individual.
He was essentially. You took Hulk Hogan's popularity and mixed it with Roddy Piper.
Yeah, all right.
I can run with that.
I mean, Stone Cold is even like a long time ago. He used to say he like Roddy Piper's who we looked up to and shit.
A lot of these guys did.
Yeah. But, so
man, his style very unique.
Jean shorts.
Yeah, but before Cena, jean shorts. but the way I think. I saw a video and then like someone, I forgot, one major WWE superstar mentioned how like the way he ran the ropes, it's very different. He's very like a robotic manner.
Yeah.
But you know, when you're Mr. Bionic Man,
I mean,
Steve Austin.
He was fucking... I thought you were talking about his braces, but... Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he was different because I mean like when I was little, I would watch old school wrestling with my brother still and like... You know, I was used to that cartoony style of wrestling, and I liked it. Stone Cold was... It felt different. It felt like, here's this dude who's like a take-no-shit dude. He's not like a baby face. He's not like this...
Yeah.
He's very much...
An anti-hero.
He was a typical wrestler from, like, USWA, WCCW, like, in the
oh,
South.
Oh, shit, we're getting...
Like, he was a typical wrestler from those territories... But made much more cooler, put into the spotlight, and the fans loved it.
Yeah. I mean, and you learn about how his nickname was great. It's just hilarious. His wife, about what was it?
It was like drink your tea or it's gonna get stone cold.
Yeah,
that's what they should call you.
That sounds like a movie moment.
But
it's like, wait a minute.
In the montage,
I love in that documentary. He said like he had other options, which was like. Baron Von something or other. And the one that always sticks out to me is Fang McFrost.
Yeah. Fang McFrost.
Imagine if
and that... And he says, if it doesn't get any more worse than Fang McFrost, like, I don't know what the...
Oh, God. But yeah, I mean, yeah, I had Stone Cold t-shirts.
You had an awesome 316 shirt.
I did, actually, yeah.
All right.
My brother Jim and Nick, both my brothers loved him. Stone Cold was... I mean,
you know, besides Michael Jordan, no other individual made being bald cool.
That's true. I can't think of another bald man except Telly Savalas, I guess.
Yeah, but do people look up to him?
That's a good point, actually. Like,
we'll redact that statement.
Women really wanted him though for some reason.
Oh, okay.
Who loves you, baby? All right. So yeah, so this person also says, "P.S." Fuck Cena for life.
I think we'll get more into that.
I think this individual is 35.
Oh, you'll see.
Yeah. All right, what do we got?
Movie phone.
Like the thing you call up.
Come Come on.
That's 90s,
what's
too.
What's similar to movie phone?
What the fuck is this?
Think hard.
I am.
Wait. So we have to figure out what's very similar yes. sounding. So,
like okay, because
it could be an opposite.
It was
of
like rock.
Or no,
stone,
a similar thing to it. Yeah,
cold and cool.
So movie okay. phone. Movie okay. phone is like a service where you find out about movies.
Nah, I can't. I can't think of
his
anything.
Name is usually said very drawn out. He's a newer wrestler.
Sorry.
Movie phone.
Movie phone. Movie.
No. Okay, give up.
Yeah.
Fandango.
Oh my god. Ugh.
Stupid. Oh my god.
I thought this was one I thought was gonna be so easy to get.
It's weird because like, Fandango. Unfortunately for Fandango.
Fandango.
So, to me, like, I don't really use Fandango as a service.
Yeah.
I'm aware of what movie phone is. That's amazing. That's amazing.
So,
all right.
The comment. Even though he could kick Cena's ass, this guy stole Ravishing Rick Rude's gimmick. He's not even sexy enough.
First
off,
I don't think Johnny Curtis is a
yeah. Developmental champion.
Yeah.
He was Seth Rollins before Seth Rollins in terms of the FCW's
I've heard
number
he's
one
really,
guy.
He's really good.
Oh, you know what? Really when good. You actually watch him wrestle, you could see like flashes of him being.
Is he still with the WWE?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
You could see flashes of his in ring talent and all yeah. that. They just don't give him shit to do.
So could he kick Cena's ass?
Real life? I don't know. He's really skinny.
Theoretically, any of these guys could beat John Cena. Theoretically. Because, it's wrestling. It's not scripted.
So, because, because this is new wrestling.
He beat Chris Jericho at WrestleMania.
Yeah, which...
He built his wall back up.
Yes.
Yeah, he tore down the walls of Jericho. That's what he did.
And again, this is what Chris Jericho likes to do now. Is he likes to wrestle and... make younger talent.
That's cool.
Which is what any legend would want to do.
He puts over people.
Yeah.
He's not Mil Máscaras, who is a piece of shit.
But about Fandango, though, I think the one thing that about Fandango that resonates and kind of encapsulates what the wrestling community is today is the day after WrestleMania.
Oh.
And when Fandango comes out and, the crowd is just humming his tune.
Oh, wow.
And,
That music is amazing.
It is. Yeah. And I think that just describes how wrestling fans are today, not just with Fandango, but with other superstars.
Yeah.
With other wrestlers, not just in WWE, but just
in
general now, with the entire genre.
I want to thank that crowd for, I think, inspiring other crowds to be more energetic and just have more fun with their
so it's less like how it was like because
okay well, all right let me think about it like this like in Attitude Era people were loud and happy but they never really did anything
because what I'm gonna say is like after the Attitude Era the era that when I started losing it stopped losing interest and I guess it happened for a while was
was that 9/11
that would be after 9/11
the crowds this was like King Booker era.
Oh,
crowds seem to be just mean. Like it seemed like crowds are just talking shit only.
It depends.
Like just screaming, "You suck!" constantly.
At Kurt Angle,
he took it in stride because the thing is, at least with Kurt Angle at the time, it was with that feud on SmackDown with Edge, and at least Kurt Angle was a heel at the time, so it made sense. But
I do understand that what you're saying though. The crowds do seem a bit mean.
It just seemed like a lot of more negative stuff instead of cheering for our hero.
There was a point though when the crowds were just dead, and I was watching shit from 2011-12 even.
Yeah.
And the crowds were just not having any of it.
Oh wow.
And I don't know what changed exactly. It may be that night after WrestleMania where the crowds were like, all right, let's have more fun with it. We're doing the yes chants and all that. With Daniel Bryan.
Well, that's a lot with, I think, the foreign crowd, no?
But what I mean is that when that happened, I think other people were at home were watching. It's like, oh, okay, we could do this. We want to be
So
that.
Fun is returning, you're saying?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So
slowly but surely.
So thank you, Fandango.
Thanks, Tom.
You
can thank Daniel Bryan for
thank
that.
You. Yeah. Thank you, homeless-looking man. next. This one's going to be easy. Andrew Le Large Man.
Andre the Giant. Okay.
Andrew Le Large
Man. Andrew Le Large Man.
So here's the, here's the comment. By the way, all you Cena fans, remember all those movies and TV appearances Cena has made? Well, Andre and Hulk Hogan were the first to cross over into other media. The only difference is Andre made one movie, and that role is remembered by everyone. Cena made three or four movies, and those movies were very forgettable. All current superstars are just knockoffs of wrestlers from the past.
I don't know about that statement.
Yeah,
but,
the last part.
But
I mean,
to be fair, I mean, I just think it's the Princess Bride.
Well, it's also, this comment is another fuck you to Cena. By the way, if you're noticing a pattern here, this pattern's going to continue.
Okay. Well,
he's a very divisive person. I've got my own opinion.
But, well, Andre the Giant, though,
a while back on a different podcast, I said I wasn't big on the guy.
Oh, now you're big. Okay.
Well, I read this comic
about his life.
Yeah, it was really cool, and it kind of made me watch some of his other stuff. I'm like, all right.
To me, Andre is one of the most like genuine and sincere like people in wrestling.
Yeah,
he was a very gentle giant.
I think he had a problem with being a bad guy too.
He hated it. Yeah, he hated playing a bad guy. But, I mean, he had to because Hulk Hogan.
I wouldn't put him in the Mount Rushmore of wrestling, but he was definitely a cornerstone.
He's one of the more iconic characters, though.
He totally is. Without him, I don't think wrestling would become as popular. Like, I mean, obviously Hulk Hogan made wrestling what it is.
Again, going back to Roddy Piper, too, you need these bad guys.
You need these supporting characters. And Andre was a little more than a supporting character, but he wasn't a lead character. It's like The Princess Bride.
Yeah.
That movie was... He's a giant part of it.
One of the best parts.
But, yeah, it's one of those things where wrestling wouldn't have been wouldn't have that magic without him involved.
I think by that logic, though, I think you can kind of apply that to The Undertaker, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the Undertaker, like, when I was little, I could still say I love The Undertaker, except when he was a biker.
Yeah, when did he debut? Like, in 88 of Survivor Series or some shit like that? 89? Yeah. But, now, so you look at from 89 to now, and all the main guys of the WWE, the face of the WWE, you know.
Well, he's probably main eventing SummerSlam.
Right?
So.
And you see everyone else that has been there during his tenure.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's crazy.
And his matches are still sound.
Undertaker is always when he was a biker. That was the only time when I was just like, I don't care about the Undertaker anymore.
But I think him coming back though as a dead man after that gimmick made it that much better.
Yeah. No, it totally did. Because I mean, when I heard he was doing that, I started watching wrestling again for a little bit. I was like, oh my god, this sounds awesome. He's coming back.
But then, like, he isn't around as much.
Well, Andre, because I mean, he's older.
So it's not as much. It's a draw for like big pay per views and shit, but like. Like, you can't expect people to watch Raw all the time and expect The Undertaker.
Yeah, but I'm not going to lie, though. I think not even The Rock, but I think Undertaker deserves, like, that. He's got that respect. Comes around once a year. Yeah.
And I feel like if Andre the Giant hadn't passed away, it would have been a situation like that where he shows up every now and then.
Yeah.
Undertaker right now, still to this day, makes kayfabe believable.
Yeah.
The only one.
Andre has a trophy, right? There's like an Andre the Giant trophy or something?
Yeah, it's the Andre the Giant
Memorial Battle Royale, which is at every WrestleMania now.
See, I mean, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like,
Cesaro is still a more legitimate winner last year.
Than the fucking Big Show.
Yeah.
I mean, Hulk Hogan's never getting a trophy, obviously, now. No.
Wow.
No, obviously now he's...
Ultimate Warrior's got that thing too.
Oh, the Warrior
Award, Spirit Award.
Yeah, Spirit Award. Yeah. During Hall of Fame weekend.
Yeah,
something like that.
Ultimate Warrior is awesome. Okay, here's the next one.
He's also kind of weird, though.
So
whatever.
The Bronze Eye Mom.
Oh, the Iron Sheik.
Yeah, it's the Iron Sheik. He should come back. Put Cena in the camel clutch and break his back.
You mean the Accolade?
Then fuck that piece of shit, no good motherfucker in the ass, and make him humble.
Okay, so he's obviously in character as Iron Sheik. He's got a funny Twitter.
Well, if the Hulkster can defeat the Sheik, the Iron Sheik, for the title, I'm pretty sure Cena can beat the Iron Sheik.
Yeah. I don't know. He's gonna make him humble. I think he can do it.
No.
I love when you see him putting Hulk Hogan in the camel clutch. He's got a massive erection going on. you can go watch that.
Okay. Yeah. See, if I hadn't noticed it before, now I'm gonna notice it.
Yeah.
God damn it. That's just weird.
Can't help but
Iron Sheik is a cool cartoony bad guy. I mean, yeah. And there's a documentary about him, and it's fucking great. Have you seen it?
The most recent one?
Yeah.
Could you?
No, it's fine.
Oh.
It's on Netflix. You've seen it, right?
No, I actually haven't. I'm going to.
It's sad, but it's great.
I heard it's sad.
I mean, it deals with his drug use. He's one of those. He's come back from the brink, and he's like a social media star now. And his Twitter account is just fucking hilarious.
Oh, I know. It's great.
Like, he talks shit, but also it's like when a wrestler dies, that's when he stops talking shit. He retires it, and like,
yeah, because his whole
thing is that he maintains character until you die, and then or, it's like that he shows respect to you.
And but he genuinely hates Hulk Hogan.
I feel like it's part character, but now I feel like it's real.
No, he genuinely hates Hulk Hogan. Does? Like, wow. He genuinely hates him.
All
right, cool. And after what's come out recently, I could imagine Hulk Hogan's probably racist towards him. Like, actually racist towards him, probably.
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay, the next one. This is easy. This is... You're going to get this one. The Mineral.
The Rock.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
Okay. Another great character.
So, yeah. John Cena's U.S. Open Challenge live on Monday Night Raw, and bang, The Rock's music's come on.
Is a Rock is Cookie?
Let me reread that again, because it makes no sense. John Cena's U.S. Open Challenge live on Monday Night Raw, and bang, The Rock's music's come on, is a Rock is Cookie.
Wow.
So I think what he's trying to say is John Cena...
He has the title.
No, is going to open a challenge live on Monday Night Raw, and then The Rock's music will come on,
and then
you'll smell what The Rock is cooking.
Yeah.
Is a Rock is Cookie.
First off, if you want to talk about this generation's Hulk Hogan, in that, first off, one of his finishing moves was a freaking elbow drop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very simplistic, kind of like Hogan with the leg drop.
Yeah.
Crossover star like Hogan... television shows.
Massive charisma.
Oozing.
Yeah, but I feel the Dwayne Johnson is an actual actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where Hogan was like, hey, it's Hulk Hogan. Whereas now Dwayne Johnson's like, you don't say, hey, The Rock anymore. Now you're like Dwayne Johnson.
There's still people that still say The Rock.
Yeah, but I feel like he's actually he's crossed over to the point where it's like, there are people who just see him as an actor instead of a wrestler.
Well, like, the 2000s kids would probably call him Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
But for us, we'd say, hey, Rocky.
Yeah, I mean, I still call him The Rock.
Yeah.
Like, but it's like, it is Dwayne Johnson. I mean, he was in the recent Fast and the Furious movie, and...
I don't know, he'll always be the Brahma Bull to me.
I saw a clip from that movie,
and... Oh, where he's fighting Jason Statham.
No. He's in a hospital, and my girlfriend first told me about this scene, because she saw it with her sister. I didn't believe it. He's in a hospital and he has to get out of his like cast or something. Yeah. He flexes and it comes off. Yeah, what the fuck?
That's great.
But see, because it's The Rock, you believe it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe anyone else doing that.
No,
The Rock would.
Yeah.
I mean, I put The Rock up there with, and there are people who are going to disagree. I put him up there with Arnold Schwarzenegger in terms of like, how.
In terms of his popularity.
Popular? Well, no, he's not as popular. But in terms of, like, just his charisma, his enthusiasm, how he is an action hero, and how he can do comedy, he's almost in that same vein, but he's not, like... I don't think there'll ever be a level of, like, action hero that big again as Schwarzenegger was. Like, I think we're past that now. But The Rock, to me, like, especially when we were younger, I mean, Stone Cold and The Rock, it was always, like...
Did you have a preference?
Oh, Stone Cold.
Okay.
I was The Rock. Don't get me wrong, I understood
when,
Stone Cold.
When The Rock came around, you were like, oh, shit.
Yes.
So, like, I'm aware that there are, like, three groups of people here, which were, like... I noticed, like, with Mexicans, they like The Rock. And then I noticed with white people.
Not Hispanics, Mexicans specifically.
Well, I'm talking about me, because, you know, I grew up
Okay, okay.
And, like, white people like Stone Cold.
I mean,
and then there were always the other people who didn't, so they were like a Triple H fan or something.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be honest, my favorite was actually Mankind.
Okay.
But I mean, if I had to choose sides.
Wait, Mr. Socko Mankind or like Boiler Room Mankind?
Mr. Socko Mankind.
Okay. So funny, man. Yeah. So
if I were to choose between Rock and Stone Cold, yeah, it would have been Stone Cold. Looking back, though, I feel like maybe I should have chosen The Rock based on his.
You can't help what you like, though.
Yeah, I know. I know. I mean, nowadays I would totally choose Dwayne Johnson because he's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Not to say Stone Cold isn't funny, too.
But he's not funny in the same way. It's not like that.
He's like serious funny, where, yeah. You know.
I wouldn't say it was like a racial thing, though.
No. I'm not saying it was a racial thing. It's just something I've noticed, like.
But then you had the side who like picked DX.
Yeah, so
but
Triple
then
H.
Then you had people who no. See, to a lot of people, like because we grew up like in that. Like you weren't watching wrestling.
No,
then we were like you remember it was like no one considered DX like a separate thing. It was always like you kind of put them all together, right? Like everyone just lumped them together.
Yeah,
it
so
was like
okay, so that was Triple H, Shawn Michaels, then China, and then later Shawn Michaels.
Road Dogg.
Yeah, Billy. Yeah,
the known as the DX Army.
Yeah, and X-Pac. Okay.
That one dude, awesome, Justin, awesome, incredible, whatever the fuck his name.
But like,
I don't know his name. I'm sorry. I'm
to many of us, it was just like DX was an entity, and you didn't like
Tori.
You didn't separate any of them.
Yeah, you wouldn't say Triple H is your favorite. You would probably more likely hear, oh, DX is
yeah.
my favorite.
So, I mean, but then you had, yeah, you had, obviously you had Stone Cold and you had The Rock.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of was a fan of all of them. I feel like, I don't know, part of me does feel like the DX thing was the strongest that I felt, though.
I'll tell you this, though. WWE, or at the time WWF, they did a really good job in, well, they always had a thing for characters.
Yeah.
But when the Attitude Era was a big thing, their characters were awesome. Each and every one of them.
Yeah.
Heel or face, doesn't matter. Whatever their actions were in the ring, outside of the ring, they all had a uniqueness to them, a coolness to them that resonated with a lot of people compared to what I might get into later's WCW.
It was very,
like, they didn't have that many characters that you could go
with. It was very counterculture what they were doing. Yeah, so I mean, the Rock, he ushered in this sort of new era of athlete for the WWE at least.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more it wasn't showboating like Hulk Hogan style. It was
no, because those guys went over each other constantly.
Yeah.
It was cool to see like, oh shit, Stone Cold's gonna win, or you know, DX is gonna, you know, take out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it felt like a war.
Yeah.
It's like the best way to describe it is Hulk Hogan was DC Comics, whereas The Rock was Marvel Comics. He was flawed, but you knew he could still kick your ass.
Right.
Whereas Hulk Hogan was like invincible, and he was a god.
Yeah, he was Superman before Superman.
Yeah, Jose Bizarro,
Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
Okay, so like, love this song, Rey Mysterious. He should murder John Cena.
Oh my god!
Instead, and Sin Cara is my fave wrestler.
That's funny. Oh, Ray.
Okay, so I just want to point out something. He should murder John Cena instead. That's a reference to what happened like recently.
Oh my fuck!
With Rey Mysterio.
Evil. That's fucked up.
Rey Mysterio didn't murder that guy, by the
way. It was just a freak accident that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a Triple A match, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And Rey Mysterio was gonna join Lucha Underground, but that happened, and then he was like, "I'm gonna take a break from wrestling because I feel like I contributed to the death of another man."
I think
he's still wrestling.
I think
he's wrestling now.
Yeah, right? I think that's just an excuse because he has knee problems.
Oh no, that's why he wanted to do Lucha Underground
because he wouldn't have to work.
Because the schedule, how it works out,
he could still do both. Because, you know,
but
if he hadn't bulked up, I mean, I remember him when he debuted in WWE, and then the years that followed, he just got bigger and bigger.
He was tiny but powerful. Again.
Yeah. Like,
as you look at him in WCW, though, he was like...
He was skinny.
Very skinny. Like,
he was a dart.
Yeah, he was a dart.
Literally.
Like, Kevin Nash picked him up and threw him headfirst into the trailer like a freaking dart.
Oh, my God. That's
One of my favorite characters to use in the WCW video games. Cool to watch. Cruiserweight division in WCW was cool to watch.
I mean, I liked when he came to the WWE, WWF, or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I really like high flyers, and I feel like the WWE at that time and still kind of lacks high flyers. Like,
yeah.
That's never been one of WWE's thing. It's like, high flying isn't really a thing that they go out for.
These days, it's kind of like a blend.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean...
You do have the guys that do high-flying shit, but they also have other...
My understanding is it's a blend to the point where there's almost like a signature WWE style of wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
No, there is.
No one's denying
that. Whereas when you watch Lucha Underground, it's everyone completely has different styles and shit, and so they have to work around.
Lucha Underground's like a good mix. They do have some WWE-isms in there,
yeah.
But not as much as... Not enough for it to be... like noticeable,
yeah.
But Vince McMahon, he's done at least a good job in trying to protect his, you know, employees,
yeah.
What's known as a WWE style,
yeah.
You know, very simple, very slow paced.
And there's certain moves you can't do,
yeah,
yeah. But when the pay per views roll around, then it's like,
oh, it's a spot face level,
yeah.
Sometimes,
but that's cool,
yeah.
You know,
all right. So the next
just no pilot.
So yeah, so right. He should murder John Cena
or 450 splashes.
There's so much people hate John Cena.
Yeah.
So. Rectangle Reno paper.
What the fuck?
Rectangle Reno paper.
Diamond Dallas Page?
Yes.
Oh, you know what? Okay, I said one where I said...
the paper got me.
No, Obsidian Austin Squire.
What?
So... Okay, so
that's ridiculous.
The comments.
I love that theme song, the Smells Like Teen Spirit knockoff. I love that.
So, Cena can't even yoga, that asshole.
Wow.
I don't like John Cena, but
By the way, like, I started noticing this halfway through, like, wait a minute, there's a pattern here. There's a lot of John Cena. So I just went back, and I just collected John Cena stuff.
Control F John Cena.
Like, people really hate this John Cena fellow.
DDP... okay, first off, I grew up watching WCW first. That's how.
So you were more.
I was introduced to pro wrestling.
Oh, okay.
Just TNT. Watching Nitro and then afterwards Thunder. But DDP, WCW's version of the People's Champion, very cool. His entrance coming through the crowd. That was before Edge, I think, started doing it. There's that whole, not the backstory where like when he. Debuted for WWE.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How it was WCW's People's Champ against WWF's People's Champ, like The Rock against DDP. I think that would have been really badass, but they squandered that and they went with him being a stalker for Undertaker's wife.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
I liked him. I mean, I wasn't the biggest WCW fan, but yeah. I remember liking him. He was a likable guy. And
I mean, if there was Vine and YouTube back in the day, it would have been Diamond Cutter out of nowhere. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
The Diamond Cutter was the shit.
And he's doing great shit for, like, Scott Hall and
Jake. He saved them? You mean they're not dying anymore?
I mean, yeah, but Jay-Z doesn't like him. Yeah.
Because Jay-Z was doing the Diamond Cutter thing.
Yeah, and the rock symbol. It's
and
but didn't DDP do it first?
No, but he owns that.
Wait, who owns it?
DDP. He owns that, that symbol. So Jay-Z got sued.
Yeah.
Because he used it.
Well, then fuck Jay-Z.
He's big pimping anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Well, what did the kids call DDP? In your school, you always used to say they called him...
Oh, shit, I forgot.
You said it was double dick penetration.
That's what it was. Holy shit. Yeah. I told you a long time ago.
His yoga's fun, too.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Okay, so
it works.
Kimberly's hot.
The next,
she's hot when she's doing yoga.
The next one. This one's easy. Straight Edge Raymond.
Razor Ramon?
Yeah.
You wanted CM Punk. I was thinking about it.
Is the real thug life, Chico's. Cena can't come close. He's not real.
He's not real.
Ramon beat everyone back in the day. Bork Lesnar not got shit on Razor or Cena, too.
I don't even know what the hell he's saying anymore.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
wow.
Razor Ramon, he was... I mean, there's nothing really to say about him.
He
was the bad guy.
He was cool.
Yeah. I think... wasn't he... Not Scott Hall, but like Razor Ramon, the epitome of cool.
Wasn't he... He was one of the cool bad guys.
He was super hairy.
Yeah.
All right, here's another one. Richard Pazzazz. This is easy, come on. Richard Pazzazz.
See, you're thinking all these are easy because you're looking at them. I don't know what the hell. Pizazz. Yeah, see? I don't know.
Pizzazz?
Mike Awesome?
No.
Rude?
No.
Pizzazz? Richard Pizzazz?
Yeah.
Ric Flair?
Yes!
Oh! Wow.
There you go.
Pal, I'm going to take your girlfriend home and make her say Mickey Mouse. I'm not kidding you. Ric Flair to John Cena.
The limousine
I'll be honest, that's a nice little promo there.
Jet flying. Oh,
kiss man. Stealing, wheeling dealing,
son of a gun.
Woo!
Ric Flair. I just remember when I was first introduced to Ric Flair. Again, I was watching WCW like around 97, 98.
Yeah.
Seeing this white-haired, tan grandpa with like saggy tits. Like, by himself, by the way, he's only in the ring with, like, you know, suit and tie, with Mean Gene Okerlund shooting a promo.
Wait, ladies and gentlemen.
Next thing you know, this guy's going berserk, face, like, cherry red, running the ropes, doing elbow drops on, like, a belt.
Yeah.
Not a championship belt, by the way, but, like, a regular
Because
belt.
He takes his clothes off.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, he likes to strip, apparently.
You know, legendary wrestler and all, I would say at least in the Mount Rushmore of sorts.
Yeah.
I know you're not a fan, but,
I understand his legacy, but yeah. I just think as a person, I hate him.
All right,
but
yeah. And his daughter's doing cool shit too in wrestling, so that's good.
Team, Team PCB.
Yep.
Brad the Contract Killer Bart.
Brad the Hitman Hart.
Yeah.
Another legendary wrestler, unfortunately.
So here we go.
Had a heart attack.
Cena this, Cena that. Bret Hart is the bigger legend, and we all know. Whom's the best technical wrestler between the two? Can't see you? How about I can't see any fucking talent?
Ouch. Okay.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah. Jesus.
I mean, you can't compare to Bret Hart. That's
not... I mean, Bret Hart is known as... He's one of the best technical wrestlers in existence.
Yeah.
Known to have never caused an injury to any of his opponents.
Yeah.
Although, which is kind of funny, that kind of bit him in the ass, getting that concussion from that super kick from Goldberg. Bret Hart going to WCW, one of the poorest decisions I think he's ever made.
Yeah, I remember when he was there, I kind of just didn't care about him. It was weird.
Well, no, because it was the Hulk Hogan
show. The one thing that I will always remember about Bret Hart is, when he was in WCW... It was on an episode of Nitro. Goldberg came in the ring, speared Bret Hart, but then Bret played it off like he didn't get hurt. Goldberg was down, and he revealed that he had like a metal plate like that he was wearing that was protecting his torso. One of the dumbest things I've ever seen on Nitro. Well, many dumb things I've seen on Nitro.
It was Nitro, yeah.
Yeah. But Bret Hart, really cool. That feud with Stone Cold, I think, really was awesome.
It helped him out.
Yeah. Well, it was like pretty much the Hart family against Stone Cold, not just Bret Hart.
All right. So, Strong Fella Raymond Ferocious. That's a cool wrestling name, but obviously. But so, who's Strong Fella Raymond Ferocious?
Mark Henry. That's Roman Reigns?
I wish that was a real wrestler's name because it sounds
strong
cool.
Strong Fella
Raymond Ferocious. Strong Fella Raymond Ferocious. This one is kind of hard, but it's hilarious. I'm reading the comment.
Wait, Raymond Ferocious? Wait, is that Rick Rude?
Nope.
Nope.
I was thinking that too.
Did you give up?
Raymond Ferocious?
Strong Fella Raymond Ferocious.
Nah, I didn't.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Damn it.
But doesn't that sound like a cool wrestling name?
Yeah, that's pretty good, actually.
So, this comment. When I first read it, I couldn't stop fucking laughing. I cried at my graduation when the music plays. Okay, obviously.
Wow.
Then I remember Cena still lives. And the macho and the macho does not. Oh. My heart swells with anger and rage.
That's great.
And the macho does not.
I mean, it's regrettable that any wrestler has to die young, but you know.
I mean, there's so much you could say about Macho Man, but it's just
great, funny, just
charismatic,
awesome.
great promos,
great wrestler,
yeah.
I mean,
it really, it sucked that he was pretty much the Scottie Pippen, you know, like the Robin of the WWF at the time,
yeah,
because of Hulk Hogan.
Yeah,
like it sucked. Yeah, but that's the honest truth.
You could say that about so.
Yeah, he was.
You could say that about so many other wrestlers.
He was a pretty good announcer too. So,
yeah.
So, okay.
He hated that shit, though.
He resented it.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
There are a lot of people were saying, like, oh, we went to WCW for the money. And I know people are saying that for Macho Man, it was probably just so he could wrestle.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because Vince didn't want him wrestling.
Yeah, he wanted him announcing.
Oh, wow.
And that's what Macho resented.
Mm. Shit. Well,
and also there's rumors that he fucked Stephanie.
Yeah, oh, all right. That, well.
Yeah. Anyways.
Good job, Randy Puffo. Dirty Street. Dirty Street. This is easy as fuck. Come on.
Dirty
Street. See, he says it's easy, but none of these...
Dirty Street.
Street?
Dirty Street.
Street?
Come on. Come on.
Oh, Dusty Rhodes.
Yes. So...
Oh, the dream.
Don't give a fuck about Christopher Lee. Rest in peace, legend. Still better than Cena. So they had a talk shit on Christopher Lee, rest in peace legend, and then still
Cena,
Dusty Rhodes, as he called himself.
Dusty Rhodes, the American dream.
Yeah, you know what? Another great talker. A lot of these guys are fucking good talkers. Oh, well, yeah, Bret Hart's not a great talker.
No.
I mean, our intro to our show has...
it has a Dusty Rhodes clip in there. I'm surprised you didn't put a Rock clip in there, actually. It's okay.
No, it's funny.
Yeah, but
he was, you know, yeah.
I feel like I've said enough on
rest,
Dusty.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, there's, yeah,
yeah. Artery shattering child.
Artery shattering child.
Oh, Shawn Michaels.
The Heartbreak Kid.
Oh.
Artery shattering child.
Heartbreak Kid.
So you know, right? Yeah.
Yes. John Cena, the champ, is here. Kick to the face. Sweet chin. Cena is dead now.
Okay, first off, wow. Secondly, we could actually tie this in with John Cena. One of the more underrated matches, it was the one in England where they went, I think, 45 minutes.
Jesus.
Yeah, because I think they said, like, whatever happened, whatever match they had planned was not happening.
Yeah.
And they said, could you just go out there?
And they tore the roof down. Yeah. One of the best matches on Raw that you will ever see that's happened within the past 5 years.
A lot of people shit on Cena because he's got like a boring moveset or whatever. Yeah. But when he really wants to, he'll
take it.
And that's what this whole U.S. Open challenge is kind of
proving
to me. Oh, so that's an actual thing.
Yeah. Okay, so he's got the U.S. title. And his whole thing was that like after he won it at WrestleMania this year, he said, I want to have like an open title match on Raw where anyone has a chance, you know. It obviously, no one's going to win it on Raw,
but it gives
it gives someone a chance to look good. And, and it builds up the title, too. So.
Yep.
Which all has right. been just not...
This one's weird. Exactly. The giant spectacle.
The Big Show.
Yeah. the comment... He could literally tear John Cena's ass open. I am not gay. I like that he had to confirm that. He could tear. I'm not gay, though. Not gay. Yeah. Like,
wow.
I mean, I think he literally probably could.
Okay, so
like,
did you like the Big Show as a kid or the Giant?
I liked the Giant, yeah,
but not.
It's
the
weird.
Big Show.
I didn't like him when he came to the WWE.
All
right. I liked him when he was the Giant. It was weird.
Supposedly, the guy could do a moonsault back in the day. Supposedly.
He was really agile a long time ago.
Remember the... I think it was an interview or, like, on his DVD. He was just speaking about something. One of the lowlights was when he was poor and he had to make toothbrush sandwiches, like toothpaste sandwiches.
Oh my
God. He basically got two pieces of bread and he put toothpaste on it.
Oh, God.
I think he told us to like Michael Cole or something. Like, this was back in the day when he was still scraping it before he debuted as a Giant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was like, wow, that's pretty sad.
Damn.
Yeah, but look where he's made it, so it's pretty good.
He's a little tired.
Because he's old and his knees are fucked up.
Yeah, but there's, I don't know.
There's only so much you can do.
Yeah,
I think one thing that they shouldn't have done is his finishing move, the knockout punch.
It's a punch.
Yeah.
And same thing with Bad News Barrett, like it's a punch.
Yeah, oh, the bull hammer elbow?
Yeah.
It's... Wow. I'd rather take the elbow than the punch.
I mean,
that's
I have no problems with the Big Show. It's just like he bored me eventually. Like when, like
he
by the
bores
time.
Me now. So it's okay.
okay, so there's two more. Here's
I'm sick of this
It's fine. Okay, so
tablecloth sucks.
Bollywood Lou Ferrigno sandwich.
Bollywood Lou Ferrigno. Hollywood Hulk.
Hogan. Yes. Because it's like a hoagie. Oh, that's so stupid.
That is true.
Bollywood Lou Ferrigno sandwich.
Lou Ferrigno
sandwich. Oh man. I want this sounds like something you would actually order at a restaurant, the like an Indian restaurant. The Bollywood Lou Ferrigno sandwich.
That, no, it's like that. That's what happens whenever a celebrity goes to like a restaurant. It's like, oh, he ordered that. Let's name it after him.
Yeah. Okay, so
some extra curry in there.
All you assholes need to shut the fuck up about the Hulkster. I bet you're all John Cena fans. So you go to any Hulk Hogan video now, and it's completely like Hulk Hogan's racist.
You know, Hogan and Cena to me are like two shades of like a different color, really. Like they're
the company man being pushed really hard, and they're like, the face.
Yeah.
You know, though, I'll say this. When I first started watching wrestling, I didn't like, well, I wasn't fond of Hollywood Hogan.
Oh,
it's kind of cool, but wasn't too
fond. I like Hulk Hogan. I hated Hollywood Hulk Hogan. Hmm. I didn't like him as a bad guy.
Did you hate him because he became a bad guy, or just
To me, he wasn't Hulk Hogan anymore.
Looking back on it, though, I thought it was cool that he turned into Hollywood Hogan. I learned the importance of Hogan in the industry, but at the time, I didn't know like jack shit about him.
Yeah.
Like, all I see is this guy with a yellow mustache with freaking a goatee.
Spray painted
freaking like 5 o'clock shadow. I'm thinking that's kind of weird.
He was douchey to me for some reason. Like, I was like, this isn't Hulk Hogan.
No.
So.
You know.
Well, okay, so here's the last one. And it's a whopper.
Alright.
Well, the comment is, but okay. David Brandon.
David Brandon. Daniel Bryan?
Yes. Now, I picked this one because, okay.
Am I going to get angry?
It'll turn green.
Okay, so it's a two comment thing.
Okay.
Ha ha. The reason Daniel Bryan is injured is because Bork Legends Gnar broke Daniel Bryan's neck. Ha ha. His career is over. Ha ha. He can't even recover like Cena. Ha ha. Daniel Bryan should thank Bork for not killing him. Ha ha. Daniel Bryan sucks. Brock is the legend. So then,
what a piece of shit.
So someone responded with, wow. I don't, fuck you. I don't give a fuck about Bork Lesnar. All that shit you can say, no, but Cena, no, 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 fuck no. Cena, not in this house. Daring to compare legend of Bryan to Cena, no, no. Cena is a fake, can't reddle. Bryan is legend, and Lesnar would die in real life at his hands.
Okay, I just want to
Cena
say, okay.
too. Cena is already dead. Bryan kills his heart. No, fuck you, your mother. You shall not bring Cena into the ocean. Making me type, you fuck. Mark, Heyman is no. Brock Lesnar is no. Cena is hell no. I find you. Don't. You are comparing to Benoit, one of these people. I don't. Fight me.
Oh, man.
That is beautiful.
I feel like the IWC needs to, like...
Okay, here's the thing. At first, I thought, oh, this is one of those my Ryback is legend posts. But now, I don't know.
Oh man.
Or my Big Show is a skinny high flyer. That's another one, too.
That's what she said.
Cena is already dead.
Cena is
Bryan known. Kills his
Heyman is no.
Brock Lesnar. See that's hell no.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
Daniel Bryan is literally my favorite wrestler.
No, fuck you, your mother.
Oh my goodness.
It's
like that one YouTube skit, you know, like, oh no, fuck you, oh no, your mother, fuck you.
It's just wrestling comments are amazing.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
That's why they got their own segment on our show.
Which essentially this is what this whole episode is.
Yeah.
Oh, fight me. Fight me. I find you. I find you. Who are you talking about?
Daniel Bryan. Yeah, just my favorite.
He looks like a homeless man, but...
He's got this charisma about him that's not, like, traditional... It's weird, because it's like, a lot of people, when they think charisma, they think, like, Stone Cold, or they think The Rock. Daniel Bryan's got this weird, like, likability to him that people kind of just gravitate.
Is he still wrestling?
Okay, so the story now is that he's cleared by doctors to wrestle.
Oh, so he can't.
But WWE's doctors aren't doing it right now, because there's some wife of Mabel, or whatever the fuck, I don't know.
That's a different lawsuit.
She's trying to, like... Or someone's trying to gather...
Viscera. You're talking about Viscera.
Yes. Okay. King Mabel. Or Maven.
Big Daddy V.
Yes.
Should have been easy.
They're trying to get, like, all the concussed or dead wrestlers to say, like, hey, you know, like, we got this because of working WWE.
Oh, wow. And Daniel Bryan just wants to wrestle. I mean, he doesn't want to be homeless anymore.
Essentially, he's got a home in Arizona.
Choking the guy with spaghetti.
But going back to what you're talking about, his charisma, I think it's very... I think someone had said this. I'm not sure if it was like on a YouTube video or whatever, but he's kind of like this generation's Ricky Steamboat.
Okay.
That there's something about him, good in-ring ability, but...
Amazing in-ring ability. Like,
you
like,
can like him.
Yeah.
You really can. Like, and he doesn't have to talk on the mic.
From what I understand, he's like an everyman sort of guy.
Ish, yeah, ish. Yeah, like the and in real life, that's essentially just
that's,
him.
That's cool.
Yeah, but like,
because Stone Cold was like that blue collar guy in the 90s that everyone adapted to, but Daniel Bryan, he's like our generation.
He's like a refined version of it.
Yeah,
essentially, right? and even like when his storyline was going on in like late 2013 to 14, it was essentially that.
Yeah.
It was essentially just a Stone Cold. It was a bit more PG, obviously, but I mean. You know, he's running in on, like, trucks and shit, fighting the Vince-esque character that Triple H...
The authority.
Yeah, that Triple H is now, so, you know.
Is he fighting those evil hillbillies or something?
No, okay, that was a storyline that happened also, because he...
So he did fight them.
Yeah. The thing was, they actually turned him into, like, one of them.
For a week?
For, like, 2 weeks, I think. What? For a week or 2 weeks. Yep. Because this is what WWE wanted to do, because they didn't want him near the title anymore. So you got Randy Orton and John Cena for like the millions.
Randy Orton's boring.
I'll probably go with that. But the thing is, people weren't having it.
And they
had to like change the storyline completely. And you got a cool moment with Daniel Bryan out of that. And then he won the title, and it was really awesome.
All right. You got anything?
Yes. I do have wrestling comments, as I should.
All right. after all that...
I don't know if I could top those, though. You kind of...
Fight me!
It is no.
Cena is hell no. That needs to be like a shirt. Cena is hell no. On the front, it needs to say, Heyman is no.
Heyman is no.
Brock Lesnar is no. Cena not in this house. Holy shit. Alright, so what do you got?
Alright. First comment. John Cena is very strong, man. ND, I will fans him still. WWE expire. During WWE heavyweight champion Brock Lesnar use Seth Rollins to win D match NT John Cena.
I don't know what's going on.
So Seth, shame on you. John Cena, you make me proud. Keep it up, ND. Never give up.
Wow.
Okay.
It's the...
Again, this is...
These are the words of a mental patient.
This is by Dean Cena.
All right.
I love you, John Cena. Real hero in the world. All country John Cena fans. 456-237-996-533-1-34-800.
What?
5 stars. Cena, real, real hero by Dean Cena.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
All right.
John Cena, I know you have dedicated to this company for 13 years with heart. Not like that guy Seth whatever guy. But Rom Reign, he is a future of WWE. He a Superman.
Rom Reigns.
He is a Superman.
He a Superman.
He a Superman. Okay. Rom Reigns. He is a
Rom Reigns.
You know what I think is funny? him and I did not collaborate on these on what comments we would pick.
No.
And yet you're choosing John Cena stuff.
It's the best stuff.
Oh my god.
Rusev, still you are baby. You can't beat John Cena. One more thing you have to learn is who to fight in WWE. John Cena. Never give up, my hero.
Okay.
Wow.
Please hashtag Cena underscore sir. That's the hashtag.
Okay.
Please do kill the Rusev.
The Rusev.
Oh my god.
Fighting Rusev does not prove any point. Cena's still D hashtag boss. Rusev is just a hashtag learner Lobotan.
What?
No idea.
Fucking Jesus Lobotomy? Christ. Learner Lobotan?
Lobotomy. I don't know.
Oh my god.
John, I want you to challenge Triple H for a match with Triple H's position on the line. If he lose, he must leave WWE forever and give his position as COO on WWE to you, John.
Didn't they have this match?
What say you, John?
where are they commenting on this?
These are on his Facebook page.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Wow. What say you, John?
Good lord.
What's next?
Last one.
Oh, wow.
I wish Thipple H was never the boss. Because if Mr. Migman was still the boss, he will make a hardcore match with John Cena versus Seth Rollins.
Wow. I feel like half the IWC skipped grade school.
I don't know what the fuck it was you're reading, because it's madness. All I know is John Cena fans are weird. Oh, there's another one?
JoJo has that cute girl next door vibe, whilst Eden has the sort of face that makes you want to fill her with so much
Okay, no, we're done. All right, that's it. Okay. That's enough.
Wow.
Okay.
That escalated very quickly.
Yeah, that's...
Okay.
As we can see, wrestling fans are a strange breed. There are wrestling fans like you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Who are normal.
That's not to say there aren't normal.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. There's ones like you who watch it and enjoy it. But then there's those who,
or I watch it and don't enjoy it. That's me sometimes too.
But there are those who take it to a different level and are just fucked up in the head, who want people to murder people, and who don't know how to type. Wrestling fans can't type.
They can't.
So there's more that can be said about wrestling. So bring us back to the beginning of this. He is one of the best wrestlers around and extremely beautiful. I read somewhere that he is a favorite with the females. I understand why. He is very drop-dead gorgeous. His partner is good-looking, but he doesn't hold a candle to him.
Is that Sexy Boy?
It should be.
So what are you guys thinking?
Shawn Michaels' theme song.
Yeah.
So you think this is Shawn Michaels' theme song?
That's what I'm going
to. That makes sense.
Okay.
Oh, God.
This is Def Leppard's Pour Some Sugar on Me, a tribute to Marty Jannetty.
Wow. Close enough. One half of the Rockers. All I know is that guy has bad ankles. Living like a bum, baby, come and get it on. Living like a...